Well, it's finally the start of the baseball season, and the Tribe got off to a great start in Chicago against the White Sox. The home opener, sold out as usual, will be this Friday afternoon. But there are a ton of other games and promotions on the schedules to check out, and you sure won't want to miss the new Heritage Park behind center field. Heritage Park will be open to fans before, during, and after games. In this quick opening day preview, we'll hear from the greatest right-hand pitcher in Major League history, Bob Feller, about Heritage Park in the city of Cleveland. We'll talk to a couple of the guys responsible for the construction of Heritage Park, and we'll hear from the Indians' Bob DiBiasio, who tell us about some business person specials you just won't want to miss, and more. Go Tribe!
We're speaking with the greatest right-hand pitcher in the history of baseball right here, Mr. Bob Feller. Bob, we're opening up Heritage Park here today. What does that mean to Jacobs Field, city of Cleveland?
Well, the city of Cleveland, and with the Heritage Park and all the monuments here, all the Cleveland Hall of Famers and the National Hall of Famers from the Cleveland Ball Club, I'm very proud to have the honor to cut the ribbon, to be here and be opening this park to the public, the connection to the generations of the history of this ball club, the history of the United States, because baseball is such a big part of it. Our military from all around the world, they always taught many other countries how to play baseball, like Japan and Cuba, Europe, and baseball is a part of this country. It's our national pastime and should be and always will be, I hope. But the Cleveland Ball Club should have been complimented in putting this together. It's by far a lot better than the Yankee Stadium park with their Monument Park. And I like this ballpark. It's a state-of-the-art ballpark in all ways. It's great for the fans and the players as well. So you cannot beat Jacobs Field. And now this is a great addition to Jacobs Field. This is the best thing that's happened here since we won the World Series in 1948.
Why do you think it's important for current fans to remember some of these great players who went before them?
Well, because baseball is an institution, and it's just as much as a part of this country as the Civil War, World War I, World War II, and things that have made this country the greatest nation on earth. And to go even further, Churchill said that democracy is the worst way of government, the worst type of government there is until you compare it to all the rest. This is America. This is baseball. And baseball, of course, is for kids. The people that screw it up or mess it up are maybe the adults. But this is a great thought from the Dolans and Bobby DiBiasio and all the contractors that put this together. I'm very proud to be a part of the Cleveland Indians and be a part of the Cleveland community.
Last question. Speaking of kids, what advice do you give to a young little leaguer who wants to be a pitcher when they should start throwing that curveball?
Do your push-ups on your fingertips and throw strikes.
Great. Thanks a lot. I'm speaking with two of the men responsible for this new Heritage Park here at Jacobs Field, Bob Nasek with EPI and Mark Pollock with Neshkin Construction. What kind of extra concerns did you have with building in a ballpark where you have you have to keep the batter's line of sight and keep it fan-friendly?
Well, that was all taken into consideration by the architect. That is why the new screen wall we put up protects everyone, because this is not the old picnic area, which is now going to be open to the public during the game. So the sight line was a problem, which was resolved by the screen wall we put up both in the front and all around the rotunda. That takes care of that for the batter's eye.
And how about you, Mark?
Well, I think my biggest concern was weather. Due to the timeline that was involved here, and luckily for the most part the weather cooperated, and as you can see, here it is. So
yeah, that's a big question always in Cleveland here. I see you're both wearing your Tribe gear, so you must be Tribe fans. This has to be a special project for you, right, Bob?
Yes, it is a special project, because 12-13 years ago we were originally involved as EPI building Jacobs Field. We did all the miscellaneous metals here in the ballpark, all the rails, gates, fences, the foul poles, and the light towers. So to come back 12 years later and do something this big is really a pleasure, and we're thrilled to be part of it.
And how about you, Mark, as an Indians fan?
It's always a pleasure to be down here. It's a thrill to be here and be part of making Jacobs Field what it is.
Okay, thanks, guys.
And it is still the number one seller at a ballpark is hot dogs. And then if you really are a hot dog aficionado, out here at the Market Pavilion, we have this thing called Hounds by the Pound. Every type of dog that you could, any type of meat you put on a bun with all the different toppings, you will be in heaven. Because food is so important at a ballpark.
You know, Bobby, there's something about a day game, people cutting out of work or school. How's the schedule look for that?
Eight of them. Eight day games on the schedule this year. Eight 12:05 games, the most we've ever had. I'm talking Monday through Friday. So weekday day games, 12:05. The most important thing people can do out there is be an educated consumer. And when you go and buy a TV or a car, the first thing you do is you dive on the internet to learn all you can about it. People should do the same thing with Indians baseball. Go to Indians.com, look about all the different ticket opportunities. For example, on Sundays is Kids Fun Day. For every Sunday, 14 and under will receive something fun from us. We have family four packs that can save you up to $42 for a family of four that includes four game tickets, four Pepsis, four hot dogs. So you can get in here, get your kids something fun, and still save money. But you need to be an educated consumer. You got to go to Indians.com to learn about all those types of affordable ticket opportunities and the great promotions on the schedule.
What is it about baseball and history and traditions that make Heritage Parks a classy addition but a historical addition?
Well, it's the traditions. We are one of the oldest institutions in the history of this city. You know, we date back, professional baseball dates back to the late 1880s. There aren't a lot of companies in this town that can say that they've been around as long as professional baseball in this city. And that's what it's all about. The opening day is a Cleveland tradition, and connecting generations through Heritage Park is something that was one of our primary objectives.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.